The following is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Here is Gehring on the outside. Good dig in a back row by Wynn. Tipped across Skoke.
The state high school volleyball tournament is on the air.
Picked up by Golka. Good pass to Lowry. They go outside. Gehring, big swing. Block and in. Base block. Claire Hamburger. And we're going to a third set.
Eight teams, one goal. Bring home a state title for your school. Let's take you courtside now for today's game.
Good morning from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It is the state semifinals in Class D2 and a rematch of a Crossroads Conference matchup between the Giltner Lady Hornets and the Timberwolves of Exeter Milligan. Good to have you along with our studio engineer, Brad Beam. I'm Larry Kottner from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. The winner of this match heads to the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The loser will play in a consolation tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Lincoln East High School. Should be a great matchup. As we mentioned, these two teams are both from the Crossroads Conference, and they have met up a couple of times this year with Giltner getting the victory both times in two sets back on September 9th. That was at a triangular that Giltner hosted. And then also later in the year, on October 21st, it was Giltner getting the best of Exeter Milligan in that matchup. And that was in a, well, I have to look and see here. That was later down in the line. They lost to Giltner in three sets. That was a Crossroads Conference tournament match at York, and that was a straight sets as well, 3-0. So far this year, Giltner has not lost a set to Exeter Milligan in volleyball play, but both these teams very impressive in their first-round matchups. Yesterday, it was Giltner defeating Crawford in three sets, and they were dominating in doing so, 25-12, 25-3, and 25-12. Exeter Milligan, a tougher match against the number six seed, why not? Exeter Milligan getting the 25-20, 25-11, 26-24 victory. So both these teams move on to the semifinals. On the other side of the bracket, set to play at 11 o'clock, it'll be Stewart. They were straight set winners over Mullen yesterday in the first round. And Lawrence Nelson, who beat out Giltner in the sub-districts, has also advanced to the semifinals. The number five seed upending Bertrand, the number four seed, in four sets. We're going to continue with pregame activities from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It is the Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And again, we bid you good morning. It is breakfast and volleyball from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. State Class D2 semifinals, first of two matches. We'll have this one for you on the air here this morning. Giltner and Exeter Milligan, a rematch of a pair of teams from the Crossroads Conference. Again, Giltner winning both their matches against Exeter Milligan this year. Stewart and Lawrence Nelson will play in the 11 o'clock semifinal. Also set for today here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, all the matches at Pinnacle Bank Arena, there's a South Court and a North Court. Over on the South Court, being played at the same time here this morning, will be the D1 semifinal featuring Axtell against Ansley Litchfield. If you want to hear that, you can tune in to ESPN Radio. Doug Duda will have the call on that match. And then at 11 o'clock today, the top seed, O'Neill St. Mary's, taking on Diller Odell. In Class C2, Crofton and Guardian Angel Central Catholic will play on the North Court. That at 1 o'clock, that's this court here that we're coming to you from. And then at 3 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be the Hawkettes of Hastings-St. Cecilia facing Freeman. And that'll be a rematch of the C2 State Championship match from a year ago. You'll be able to hear that match this afternoon on 1230 AM KHAS. That one should be a dandy. Tune in for that later on today. Class C1. At 1 o'clock, it'll be Concordia against Wahoo. Wahoo with a big 5-set victory yesterday over Ogallala. At 3 o'clock, Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. Doug Duda will have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9 this afternoon. That is a 3 o'clock start time. Class B and A are this evening. And B at 5 o'clock, Omaha Scud against Elkhorn. And at 7, Norris against Gretna. And in Class A at 5, it's Lincoln Southeast against Omaha Merriam. And at 7 o'clock, Papillion La Vista against Millard West. So that's the lineup for later on today. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this morning's matchup between Giltner and Exeter Milligan. First of all, for the visiting team, that would be Exeter Milligan today. That would be Madison Horn, a 5'5" outside hitter. She is a senior. Amber Primble, a 5'10" senior. She is a middle blocker. Marissa Howard, 5'6" junior, middle blocker. Sydney Hall, she is the center, 5'9" sophomore. Haley Lusum, she's a sophomore, 5'6" outside hitter. And Ashley Benorton, she is a sophomore, 5'7" right side hitter. They do have a libero, but rarely player. That is Haley Sheffield, the defensive special at 5'2", and a sophomore. Head coach is Darcy White, assisted by Lisa Canode and Laura Kroll. So again, it's Horn, Pribble, Howard, Hall, Lusum, and Benorton. The libero is Sheffield. Now for Giltner, let's take a look at the home team for Giltner. They'll go this way. Kurt Holt is the head coach. He is assisted by Christy Vaught. They'll start this way. Taylor Rhodes, if they are serving, she'll be the starter. 5'6" junior outside hitter. If they do the serve-receive, Audra Joyce will get the start. She is an outside hitter, 5'7" junior. Starting for sure will be Shelby Hendricks. That is a 5'6" senior right side hitter. Chaney Tompkins, she's the middle hitter, 6 foot and a junior. Bailey Craig, also a middle hitter, 6'2" and a senior. Jacqueline Hoppel, she runs the offense. She's the center, 5'8" senior. And Kelby Lyon, a 5'10" middle hitter. She is a senior. The libero is Madison Ummel, a 5'5" senior. So once again, for Giltner, it'll be Hendricks, Tompkins, Craig, Hoppel, Lyon. The libero is Madison Ummel. And again, either Rhodes or Joyce will get the start, depending on whether they serve or serve-receive to start this match. Again, the winner of this advances to the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Giltner trying to get back there for the second year in a row after winning the state meet a year ago against Stewart. They could very well see Stewart again tomorrow in that championship, although their leading hitter, Monique Schaefer, was injured in the matchup that they had yesterday with Mullen when they go to take on Lawrence Nelson a little bit later today. Her availability might be in jeopardy, so we'll have to see if that plays a little bit into effect for that match. But first up, it's going to be Giltner and Exeter Milligan, and it's coming up next here on The Breeze 94.5. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes.
Nichols.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Play lasts longer when you team up with Interstate All Battery Center. Revitalize your electronics like cell phones, laptops, and more. Find practical solutions for when you're in the trenches. Battery tenders, battery chargers, cell phone chargers, and flashlights will keep you in the game. Visit our store in Grand Island. You can get an entire brig. That's 24 AA or AAA batteries for only $4.99. That's $4.99 for 24 AA or AAA batteries, but only when you mention this ad and only at Interstate All Battery Center, Grand Island.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Breeze is 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and Giltner. We'll be back with state high school volleyball action after this on The Breeze.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and double the rebate. Take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our studio engineer this morning is Brad Beam. I'm Larry Kottner, courtside at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. As high up as we were yesterday at Lincoln Southeast, we are way down here today at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We are courtside. Matter of fact, the up judge is going to be climbing right up in front of us, and so we'll have just a whole different angle at how we look at this match here today. Exeter Milligan will be in the left court going left to right, and Giltner right to left. They are decked out in their black uniforms with the orange and white trim. Exeter Milligan in the blue uniforms, the black and white trim. Good to have you along. I'm Larry Kottner, and I beg that you pardon me here today. I picked up one whale of a head cold during the night from my games yesterday, so bear with me here today in the action that we're going to be calling for you here on the Breeze. Giltner, they will have the libero coming in. Actually, it's going to be Giltner serving to start things off, and yes, Umma will check in. Craig will check out. And it will be Taylor Rhodes to start things off for Giltner, going right to left in this state semifinal. Again, on the line, it is a berth to the state championship match. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock over at the famed Bob Devaney Sports Center, home of the Nebraska volleyball team. And Taylor Rhodes ready to get things started for Giltner. Exeter Milligan in defensive form, and we are ready to go and underway. Taken on the back road that time by Horn. They'll set it up with a quick left-hand push. Blocked back at the net. Across the way for Exeter Milligan, trying to go with the left hand was Luzum. Blocking it back was Tompkin. And it's quickly 1-0 in favor of Giltner. Rhodes will serve to the back row. Taken there by Howard. The pass over to the left side. Luzum with the attack. Tompkin will block it and send it quickly back over. Back over to Luzum down the line. She'll get the kill off the back row touch of Ummel. And we're tied at one apiece. So Exeter Milligan now on the board. As we mentioned, Giltner has swept Exeter Milligan twice this year. Once in two sets, once in three. It's always difficult to play a team a third time. Service, a nice one by Luzum on the slide. The kill will go. Putting it down, Chaney Tompkin off the pass from Jacqueline Hoppel. 2-1 in favor of Giltner. Hendricks with the service to the back row. It's played there. Pass into the middle with the left hand coming up short. Four hits is what's going to happen. Exeter Milligan's Amber Pribble trying to dink it with the left hand. Left it short, and it's a 3-1 set. Giltner in front. Hendricks with the serve, taken on the back row. Set up for Pribble. This time she'll get the kill off the pass from Sydney Hall. It's 3-2 in favor of Giltner. Exeter Milligan will serve for the tie. Checking in to serve will be Samantha Horn, 5'10" or 5'7" sophomore. She'll send it across, dug out by Ummel. Pass from Hoppel for Kelby Lyons. Blocked at the net. Taken on the back row by Horn. Pass for Luzum. Her attack punched up by Ummel. And in our direction, out of the way, it will belong to Exeter Milligan on the play after the kill. Lost my pen trying to get out of the way. 3-3. Ummel on the play. Hoppel on the swing. The pack set for Tompkin. Chaney Tompkin puts it home. Exeter Milligan could not play it on two. The point will go for Giltner. They lead it 4-3. Chaney Tompkin will go back to the line and serve it up. Played on the back row by Luzum. Horn will send it across. It'll be Hoppel to set it back for Lyon. Her attack is short into the net. Point will go to Exeter Milligan. We're tied again at four. Going back to the service line will be Haley Luzum for Exeter Milligan. Luzum from the left side to the back row. It's played there by Hendricks. Hoppel will set it up for Lyon. The nice reach as she tipped it right to left. Saw the open zone on the front right zone of Exeter Milligan's defense and put it down. She'll go back to the service line with a 5-4 lead. Kelby Lyon to the back row. Played there and sending it across quickly as Hall. Kept alive by Horn. Horn gets it back from Hall, pushes it across. Ummel gets it ahead to Hoppel. The attack will go as Bailey Craig puts it home for the kill. 6-4 in favor of Giltner. Kelby Lyon will serve once again. Sends it. Taken on the back row. Played there by Luzum. The attack will go for Amber Pribble off the right side, as she was able to drive it through the Giltner defense for the point. 6-5 is our score. Pribble will go back to the service line for the Lady Timberwolves. Sends it to the back row, and Ummel gets out of the way just at the last second. She thought about playing it, and then got out of the way at the last second. Lets it go. It is a service error. 7-5 the score. Hoppel will serve. Sends it across. Nice diving save to keep it alive by Luzum. Kept up by Horn. Now Luzum sends it across. Dug by Ummel. Hoppel sets it up. And the kill for Bailey Craig. Craig in the middle. Hammers it home. It's 8-5 in favor of Giltner. Once again to serve will be Jacqueline Hoppel. Hoppel from the left side to the back row. Played there that by Luzum. Now it's Howard with the hit across. Kept alive by Joyce, and then pushed across by Craig. Hall will set it up for Howard, and Howard will tip it across and get the point. Exeter Milligan back within two at 8-6. To serve, it'll be Sydney Hall for Exeter Milligan. From the right side to the back row, played by Hummel. Popple, back set, and the slide kill will go for Bailey Craig. Craig off to a good start here in this match. For Giltner, she'll go to the bench as Hummel will go back to the service line. 9-6 is the score. Hummel with the left-handed serve. Taken by Luzum. They'll pass it over for Horn. She finds the open zone for the kill from the right side to put it down. It is 9-7. Set to serve for Exeter Milligan is Madison Horn. Horn, the jump serve. It's a good one. Taken on the back row by Joyce. Popple, the quick set. The bump across by Tompkins, the send back by Horn, but there's Tompkins to play it and send it on down for the point. Giltner has the 10-7 lead. Taylor Rhodes will come back in to serve for the Lady Hornets. Sends it to the back row, and it's an ace off the touch of Madison Horn. Ace serve for Taylor Rhodes gives Giltner the 11-7 advantage. We are in set one, best 3 out of 5 here today at the state tournament. Played on the back row by Howard over to the left side. Lose him on the attack, and she'll get the kill off a couple of touches. One on the front line, one on the back line by Hummel. And the point will go for Exeter Milligan. It's 11-8 Giltner. To serve, it'll be Marissa Howard. Takes it and gets it across, taken by Hummel on the slide. The kill will go down for Chaney Tompkins off the back set from Hopple. They like to run that slide play, and it's been successful so far. 12-8, the floater getting out of the way at the last second was Howard. She went to go for it and then just withdrew her hands at the last second. It is a service error. Point for Exeter Milligan, 12-9. It'll be Samantha Horn to serve, and that's an ace off the touch of Shelby Hendricks. Shelby not really sure what she wanted to do with that and kind of changed her approach, and it just kind of flipped off her hands. 12-10 the score. Horn the service. This time Hendricks gets it cleanly. Pass over to the left side. Lyon will slam it down. Kelby Lyon getting the nice pass from Hoppold, and she'll put it down for the point. Giltner has the lead at 13-10. Chaney Tompkins, she went on a tremendous run in set number two yesterday against Crawford. She'll serve to the back row, played there by Howard. Hall will set it up, hit across with the left hand by Luzum. Pass into the middle. The attack is down. Was it tipped? It sure looked like it was tipped, and that is the case. The line judge did not see it, but the down official did. It was tipped by Exeter Milligan. The point will go for Giltner on the kill. 14-10. Had a pretty good look here. It looked like it did look just skim off. Luzum plays it off the serve. Sent across by Horn on the back row, played there by Rhodes. Pass over to Lyon. Her attack is into the net. Point will go for Exeter Milligan. It's 14-11. Haley Luzum to serve. 5'6" sophomore. Very young team for Exeter Milligan. Luzum to the back line, played there by Hendricks. Popple will set it up for Craig. Nicely saved on the back row by Samantha Horn. Now on the offense, it's Giltner. The kill will go down by Kelby Lyon after she got the pass back from Hopples. 15-11 the score, Giltner. Kelby Lyon will serve. Works the left side. Here it comes. Just over the net, and it's an ace. Right in front of Madison Horn. That hit the net and then dropped on down for Kelby Lyon. Lyon to serve once again. 16-11 the score. And timeout going to be taken by Exeter Milligan. We are in set one, best 3 out of 5. Giltner 16, Exeter Milligan 11. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Interesting setup here at Pinnacle Bank Arena today for the semifinals. Two matches going on. One here on the north court, one over on the south court. That is Ansley Litchfield and Axtell. And really, there's a screen in between. Other than what you hear from the loudspeaker, you really don't notice that there is another match going on the other court. As we did have a few things that were different. They had to announce all the starters for both matches before we got things started. But otherwise, the fans are all sitting in the right spot. Lyon will get it across. It's returned by Hall. Back on the Exeter Milligan side, sent over by Samantha Horn. Hopple will set it up in the middle. Craig, too long on the attack as she tried to find that left corner, but it would not go for it. It's a point for Exeter Milligan, 16-12 Giltner. Amber Pribble will serve. Sends it across, played on the back row by Hummel. The overpass is slammed down, and it was Madison Horn there to get it. But she missed the mark, actually. She was wide to the left, couldn't tell from here. So it's a point for Giltner. The service by Hopple is short, hits the net. It's a service error. Point for Exeter Milligan. We stand at 17-13, Giltner. Sydney Hall will serve for the Timberwolves to the back line, played by Hummel. To her hands, but Lyon's there to keep it alive. Sent over on the free ball by Hopple. Pribble will play it, and they'll set it up for Howard, and Marissa Howard will slam it down. Exeter Milligan back within three at 17-14, Giltner. Sydney Hall will serve for the Lady Timberwolves. It's a good one to the back row, played by Hummel. Hopple will play it there on the swing. Craig taken by Lusum off the left side. The attack by Horn, her crisscross attack dug out by Lyon. Standing spike will go across for Joyce. Played by Hall. Now Horn with the attack. Diving save by Hummel. Pass over to the left side. Pushed across. Now Exeter Milligan on the attack. Off the left side, it's Horn. Played by Lyon, but her overpass is slammed back by Madison Horn. And Exeter Milligan gets the point. They're back within two. And Kurt Polk wants a timeout. We're in set number one. It's been a good one so far. Giltner 17, Exeter Milligan 15. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
Where did you get more Superstore? Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where did you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we thought the third match between these two teams this year would be a pretty good one. Giltner dominated the first two this year. Two-set sweep and a three-set sweep, but hard to beat a team three times. It's been close here in this first set, 17-15 Giltner. They'll play it off the serve. Craig with the attack on the back row, pumped up by Pribble. They'll set it up for Horn off the left side. A little miscommunication between Joyce and Lyon, and she'll get the kill, and Exeter Milligan back within one, serving for the tie. They've put three in a row on the board. Hall will serve to the back row, played by Hummel, pumps it up. Hopple, back row attack, will go across for Hendricks, and it's going to work. It really threw off the defense of Exeter Milligan. They could not return it on three, and the point will go to Giltner. They lead 18-16. Hummel to the back row. Played by Lusum. Saved by Horn. Sent on the free ball by Benorden. First time we've called her name today. On the back set, the save up for Hopple for Cheney Tompkin. And she hits it into the net. It's four hits. Point for Exeter Milligan. They're back within one at 18-17, serving for the tie. Madison Horn's jump serve, played on the back row by Joyce. Hopple sends it to the back row Lyons, standing spike, will get it across. Played by Horn. They'll set it up for Howard. And Howard, off the set of Bedorden, puts it down, and we are tied at 18 apiece in set number one. Been a good one so far. Madison Horn to serve, the jump serve across the net, played by Joyce. She gets it back from Lyon. Now the free ball set over by Joyce. Set up in the middle. Howard directs it, taken there by Hoppel. Hendricks passes it on the left side for the attack by Joyce. Lose him. Back for Madison Horn. She puts it into the net on the back row attack, and Giltner with the 19-18 lead. Taylor Rhodes back in to serve for the Lady Hornets. To the back row. Played there by Lusum. Hall back set for Howard, and she'll slam it off the front row touch of both Cheney Tompkin and Kilby Lyon to get the kill. It's 19 apiece. And Marissa Howard, the 5'6" junior, after getting the kill, will go back to the service line. Howard from the right side to the back row, played by Ummel. Pass over to the left side. Slammed across by Lyon, but dug out by Howard. Set across by Lusum, but blocked at the net, and a straight block right there. Cheney Tompkin did not allow that one to even cross the net. She put it home on the block. 20-19, the service by Hendricks. Played by Horn, kept alive by Hall. Sent over by Pribble, kept alive now by Lyon, and a nice free ball by Rhodes to send it across. Horn over to Pribble, her attack kept alive again by Rhodes. Slapped across by Hoppel. With the kill attempt this time, it was Benorden, left side, playing it is Lyon, trying to get it down the line, and just is wide left. Howard went after it, then slid away from it. As she was out of bounds, was Kelby Lyon. It's 20-20 in set number one. Samantha Horn back in for Exeter Milligan. Played on the back row by Hendricks. Bumped up by Hoppel. Left side attack is good. Kelby Lyon puts it down. Giltner back on top, 21-20. Cheney Tompkin, will go back to the service line. Do the honors for the Lady Hornets. Played on the back row. It's an ace. Right directed towards us here at press row. Off the touch of Samantha Horn. Timeout, Lady Timberwolves. We are in set number one. Giltner holding on to a 22-20 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You are with the Breeze, 94.5.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're in the first set of this D2 state semifinal, 22-20. Giltner leading Exeter Milligan. Two matches being played at the same time here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in D1. Ansley Litchfield wins set number one over Axtell, 25-14. As Pat Hoblin trying to get back to the state championship match. Longtime Ansley and Ansley Litchfield coach. They win that first set over there. It's 22-20 here. And an ace, make it 23-20 as Cheney Tompkin gets the ace off the back row touch. Giltner 2 points away from winning set number one. Tompkin will do the honors for Giltner. Off the right side, she'll float it across. Nice serve, dug out by Howard. Back set, the attack by Pribble is down for the kill. Hendricks got a piece of it, but just all she could do was just get a piece of it. It goes over towards the scores table, 23-21. Lusum will serve from the left side, played on the back row by Hendricks. Hoppel will set it up in the middle. Dinked across, no. Lyon tried to dink it across. It hit the top of the net, would not go across. And Exeter Milligan back within one, serving for the tie at 23-22. Haley Lusum sends it to the back row, played there by Hendricks. Hoppel, back set. The attack by Craig, swung back. Quickly turned away by Hoppel. Now on the attack, it's Horn, blocked on the front line, taken by Ummel. Hoppel, pass over the left side, and Lyon puts it into the net. And we are tied. Exeter Milligan with three in a row to come back to tie this one up at 23 apiece. Timeout, Giltner. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we return to the Pinnacle Bank Arena as it's 23-23 between Exeter Milligan and Giltner. Giltner had a lead of 23-20, but Exeter Milligan has been able to reel off three in a row to tie it up and now serving for the first lead of this set. Luzum will send it, float it to the back row. It's played there by Hendricks. The pass for Craig, and she'll slam it down off the right side. That was huge for Giltner as they end the run, and they are now looking at set point at 24-23. Kelby Lyons will serve from the left side. There it is. Sends it across, played by Horn. Back set, right side, Pribble. The crisscross attack put up by Hobbles. Hendricks and sent over by Craig. Now on the attack, it's Pribble, and she will get it to go off the front row touch. We're tied at 24. So here comes Exeter Milligan. We're going to have extra volleyball in this first set. 24-24. Pribble floats it across. Nice diving save by Hummel in the donut hole. The attack will go. Putting it down, Bailey Craig on the front line. And it's 25-24, and again, set point for Giltner. Jacqueline Hoppold will serve. Gives it a spin. Sends it to the back row. Played there by Luzum. Bumped up by Pribble. Sent on the free ball by Howard. Played there by Hendricks. The back set. The attack by Craig. Played on the back row by Pribble. Pass to the front row. Sent over on the two hands by Horn. Bumped up by Hoppold. Sent over by Joyce on the roll shot. Played there by Horn in the middle. Howard blocked back. It's out of bounds. Did it hit the net or was it blocked? It is hitting the net. It is Giltner's point. They win the set 26-24. That was a big call, but it looked like the proper call from my angle. We had a very good look at that one, and Giltner gets the win 26-24 as it was not blocked back. It was hit off the net and then went out of bounds. And Giltner gets set number one, 26-24. They're up one set to none. We'll be back in 90 seconds for set number two on The Breeze, 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It wasn't easy, but Giltner able to hold on to set number one. They led the entire set. Exeter Milligan never did actually have a lead in that set. Giltner led the entire set. It was either tied or Giltner led But a very crucial last point and a good call, I thought, from our angle, where the attack from Exeter Milligan, it appeared to hit the net and not off a blocked touch. And then when it went out of bounds, it was not out of bounds off Giltner. It was a failure to get it over in three. And a crucial point there, and Giltner gets that point and the win in set number one, 26-24. We get ready for set number two. Exeter Milligan going right to left, Giltner left to right in this set. The right court is the court we have a little more difficulty seeing because of the standard in front of us. So Exeter Milligan over on that court now for set number two. It'll be Marissa Howard to serve for the Lady Timberwolves. Floats it to the back row. Pumped up by Ummel. Hoppled will set it up for Tompkins, and she is blocked back. Pribble up there on the front line to block it for the stuff block. Exeter Milligan with their first lead of the match, 1-0. It'll be Marissa Howard to serve. From the right side, floats it to the back row. Put up by Ummel. Hoppel will pass it over to Hendricks. Sends it on the free ball. Dug by Howard. Hall with the setup for Pribble. Blocked back. Now punched across by Luzum with the left hand, and she'll get the kill into the donut hole. 2-0 in favor of Exeter Milligan in set number two. And Giltner won the first set 26-24. Service by Howard. Floats it, and that didn't have enough. Barely caught the net, and the service error will give the point to Giltner. 2-1 our score. Taylor Rhodes will go back to the service line. Rhodes will send it across. Played on the back row by Horn. Pass over to the left side. Lose him. It's blocked back with a stuff block. Shelby Hendricks. Janie Tompkins. They were up there on the front line to do the honors. It's 2-2. Rhodes with the service to the back row. Played there by Horn. Pumped up by Hall. Off the left side. Lusum will roll shot it across. Taken there by Rhodes. The pass over to Lyon. Off balance. Her shot is blocked back. Pribble as well as Howard over on that side to get the stuff block. It's 3-2 in favor of Exeter Milligan. Samantha Horn now with the service from center. Played on the back row by Hendricks. Hoppled. Back set was off the mark and went across, but then out of bounds. 4-2. She points at herself. Says, my bad. And Exeter Milligan will take the 4-2 lead. Service by Horn, played on the back row there by Hendricks. The pass over to the left side for Blyant. It's blocked back, kept alive though, and pushed across by Hendricks. The pass into the middle, blocked back is Pribble by Cheney Tompkins. Pribble again will send it across on the push. Hoppel will pass it over to Lyons. She'll get the left hand dink across off the front row touch for the point. 4-3 is the score. Exeter Milligan on top. Giltner serving for the tie. It will be Shelby Hendricks. She'll send it across, and nice dig by Howard to keep it alive. Horn passed across and sent over by Hall. Pass now to Lyon off the front row touch, taken by Howard on the back row. The attack by Lusum will go as she gets it off a front row touch right in front of Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes cannot play it. 5-3 in favor of the Timberwolves. Lusum to serve from deep on the left side. Played there by Ummel. The quick set for Tompkins. Dug on the back row by Howard. Pass to Pribble. Dinks it across. She found the donut hole. And Exeter Milligan out to a 6-3 lead in set number two. These two teams battling close. First set was very close. Giltner winning at 26-24. Lose them to the back line, taken by Ummel. The pass for Lyon. Her attack played on the back row by Lose them. They'll pass it over to Horn. She'll send it on the roll shot. Taken there by Rhodes. The setup for Tompkins. Was it touched at the front line? No, it was not. It's out of bounds and will be played by Exeter Milligan with the service leading 7-3. Haley Lusum will do the honors to the back line, taken there by Hendricks. Hoppel back set for Tompkins, and they're going to call her over the line, I believe. Yeah, her foot went over the line down low, and Exeter Milligan will get the point, and Giltner will take the timeout. We're in set number two, Exeter Milligan, 8-3, leading Giltner. Giltner up 1-0, back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and double the rebate. Take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8-3 is our score. Exeter Milligan leading Giltner in this D2 semifinal. We're in set number two. Giltner did take the first set, 26-24. Winner plays for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They'll face either Stewart or Lawrence Nelson, who play in the 11 o'clock match here. Losing with the service, dug on the back row by Hendricks. Set up for the left side for Alliance. She'll get the attack. It will go on the back row touch of Luzum. 8-4 is the score. Exeter Milligan up by four. Giltner will serve. Cheney Tompkins, the junior, sends it across to the back row, played by Luzum. Hall will pass it left side for Horn, and she'll get the attack down. Off the front row touch of Craig and Hoppled. 9-4 is the score. Amber Pribble to serve for Exeter Milligan. Dead center, floats it across, played there by Hendricks. Nobody to play the second part, though. Nobody in the area where the pass went to. It's another point for Exeter Milligan. Matter of fact, you can consider that an ace on just one touch, so it's 10-4. Exeter Milligan leading by six, Amber Pribble. Nice serve, and again, through the hands of Hendricks, but played this time by Rhodes. Then Hendricks with the free ball, dug out by Samantha Horn. Pass now for Howard. Howard gets the corner on the attack, and Exeter Milligan has opened up a 7-point lead at 11-4. Giltner started this match off the strong team, but the momentum has switched. Even at the end of the first set, which Giltner won, Exeter Milligan was kind of switching the momentum there. It's carried over into set number two. Pribble, and she'll get an ace. Hendricks wasn't sure whether to get out of the way of that one and let it go or to play it, and it kind of found her. It's 12-4. Pribble, another ace, and she'll serve again. Floats it across, played there by Ummel. Rhodes over to the right side for Lyon. Pushes it across, played by Pribble. The attack by Horn, it will go off the front row touch. And right now, a little bit of communication problems with Giltner, and Coach Kurt Polk sees it. He's going to take a timeout. We're in set number two, 13-4. Exeter Milligan leading Giltner. Giltner up 1-0 in sets. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on 94.5 The Breeze.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Studio engineer is Brad Beam. I'm Larry Todner, courtside at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. First time that the state tournament has been held here for volleyball. Only the second year of the arena. Just the semifinals, and yesterday they had the first round for A and B. The finals, of course, will be played tomorrow at the famed Bob Devaney Sports Center, home of the Nebraska Lady Cornhuskers. 13-4 in set number two, Exeter Milligan leading Giltner. Giltner trying to reset themselves, and a double hit is going to be called against Giltner. And right now things just kind of unraveling a bit for the Lady Hornets in this second set. They are trailing 14-4. Service by Pribble, played on the back row by Hendricks and then sent over by Rhodes. That wasn't even really smooth. Taken by Howard, played by Hendricks. Pass left side by Lyon. She'll send it across. Lose him up to Horn, and Horn will get the kill from left to right. Madison Horn with another point for Exeter Milligan, and they lead 15-4. Pribble to serve again. floats it to the back line, played by Hendricks. Almost an overpass, but Hoppel played it well. She dinked it across before the defense could set itself. She got the point, and that ends the run for Exeter Milligan. I believe that was 8 in a row that they had scored, actually 7 in a row, to take a 15-5 lead. Lyon with the service, played by Lusum. Back set by Hall, played by Horn, sent over on the free ball by Hendricks. Hall sets it up in the middle for Howard. She'll get the kill. Marissa Howard slams it home. 16-5, Exeter Milligan. Sydney Hall will serve for the Lady Timberwolves. And the winner plays for the state championship tomorrow. Floats it across, played by Ummel. Hoppel, pass for Craig. Dinks it across, but kept alive by the front line. Horn, her shot blocked back by Craig and Hoppel, then quickly sent back over by Exeter Milligan, played back by Ummel, and then tipped across by Benorden, but out of bounds. The point will go to Giltner at 16-6. A lot of action in that area we can't see because of the standard that's in front of us. 16-6, Hoppel will serve it, played by Lusum. Hall will set it up for Marissa Howard off the front row touch. No touch. It hit the net, then went on out of bounds, so Giltner will get the point. Official right in front of that one at 16-7. Hoppel will serve for the Lady Hornets. Sends it across, played by Horn. Back set by Hall for Horn. Crisscross attack played on the back row by Hoppel. Now it's Exeter Milligan, as Horn could not get it across. It hits the net and played on four. So the point will go to Giltner as they battle back, trailing 16-8. And Exeter Milligan coach Darcy White wants to stop the momentum Giltner is gaining here in the second set. She'll take a timeout. Exeter Milligan up by 8. Giltner up 1-0, back in 30 on 94.5 The Breeze.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good to have you along here on The Breeze, 94.5. It is the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Giltner won the first set, 26-24, but Exeter Milligan has controlled most of the second set, leading 16-8. Giltner starting to make a run after being down by as many as 10 in this set. They've cut the lead down to 8 at 16-8, and Jacqueline Hoppel will serve. She'll send it to the back row, played by Lusum. Pass by Horn over to Howard, her attack. Nice diving save by Lyon. The pass over to Joyce on the left side, and she'll slam it home off the front row touch of Benorden, and the point will go to Giltner, 16-9 now the score. Hoppel will try to continue to help Giltner battle back as she'll serve. Played on the back row by Lusum. Hall, the pass to Horn, blocked back but out of bounds off of Joyce. So the point will go to the Timberwolves at 17-9. Horn will serve. Madison Horn, the jump serve. It's a nice one played by Lyon. Hoppel, the back set, and a big slide kill will go for Bailey Craig. That was executed beautifully by Giltner. They trail now by 7, 17-10. Madison Ummel to serve, the left-hander, to the back row, played by Lusum. Pass to the front row. It's Hall to Lusum. Lusum tried to dink it across, but the defense was right there to send it back. Hendricks and Tompkin at 17-11. Giltner back within 6. Ummel will serve again to the back row, played there by Horn. Pushed up. Now Hall back set for Howard. Touched to the front line, played by Ummel. Bumped up and actually overpass, but the kill will go out of bounds. It was an overpass on the pump set, but Howard's attack left, or right to left, went out of bounds, and the point to Giltner. They're back within 5 at 17-12. Ummel to serve to the back row, played by Horn. Hall pushes it up. Back row attack for Pribble. Pushed up by Ummel. Taken there by Lyons. Sent on the free ball by Tompkin. Played on the back row by Pribble. The back set, they go to Howard. Dug out nicely by Lyons. The sent across by Tompkin. Now pushed back by Pribble. Touched on the back row by Hopple, and then Ummel, and Hopple sent it on the free ball. Exeter Milligan on the attack. Howard pushes it across, played by Lyon. Set up now for Tompkin. Back row attack. She got it. On the line in the back row, she put it down, and Giltner is back within four. It's 17-13. They win the long volley there to get back within four. They trail by as many as 10 in this set. Ummel to Horn. Then the attack by Howard goes into the net. It's a three-point set at 17-14. Ummel will serve to try to get the Lady Hornets closer. Sends it to the back row. Played there by Horn. The setup for Howard. She puts it into the net again. It's a two-point set, 17-15. Exeter Milligan not taking a timeout. They're going to go with the libero in there now. That's Haley Sheffield, 5'2 sophomore. She has not played in this match yet. Ummel, the libero for Giltner, will serve it. Dug out by Sheffield. They'll set it up by Luzum. Too long on the attack. And the momentum has totally shifted to Giltner now as they're back within one at 17-16. Timeout, Exeter Milligan. It's a one-point set. The Timberwolves up by one, but Giltner has battled back, leading one set to none. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, at the start of this set, it looked like Giltner was left for dead as they were down 15-5 at one point. They have battled back to within one at 17-16 as they trail Exeter Milligan, but will serve for the tie in this set. They won the first set 26-24 in the state semifinal match. Ummel sends it across, played there by Horn. It's Hall passing it to Luzum. Blocked at the net and right towards us off the touch of Henrik. It goes out of bounds. The kill will go for Exeter Milligan. They lead it 18-16. Howard to serve. Sends it across. Twisting shot played by Joyce. Hopple back set for the slide. And it will go for Chaney Tompkin as she got it off the touch of Luzum. 18-17, and Taylor Rhodes will come in to serve for Giltner. She's their start-off server. She'll float one across. It's played on the back row by Luzum. Luzum gets the pass back. It's blocked back. Played up there by Horn. Sent across on the free ball by Ben Orden. Taken by Rhodes. The quick set. The dink by Chaney Tompkin. Saved by Ben Orden. Pushed across by Horn. Played there by Ummel. Tompkin, the standing spike, will send it across. Howard will play it. Now Luzum with the attack. Blocked back at the net. Tompkin and Hendricks. And we're tied at 18. Giltner has battled all the way back from the 10-point deficit. Rhodes to serve to the back line. Taken there. The dink on the overpass by Tompkin. Horn got the serve received. The overpass was put back by Tompkin. And Giltner has the lead at 19-18. Rhodes the service. Played on the back line by Horn. Hall sets it up for the kill attempt by Pribble. Dug on the back row by Rhodes. Lyon, her shot blocked back. Pribble and Bedorden with the stuff block, and we're tied at 19. Exeter Milligan will serve for the lead once again. First set was tight. It was 26-24. Giltner getting that one. This one knotted up at 19 apiece. Two conference rivals from the Crossroads Conference. Lyon, she'll get the standing spike attack from the left side, the crisscross attack off the touch of Horn, 20-19, Giltner with the lead. Shelby Hendricks to do the honors for the Lady Hornets. Off the right side, here it comes. Floats it to the back line, taken there by Luzon. The back set by Hall, blocked back on the attack by Pribble, but kept alive by Exeter Milligan. Now on the Giltner side, the crisscross attack on the slide will go for Cheney Tompkin. Off the back row touch of Samantha Horn, 21-19. Hendricks will serve again to the back line, taken there by Howard. The pass in the middle for Pribble. Her attack punched up by Ummel and sent over on the free ball by Hendricks. Played by Horn. The pass in the middle for Pribble. Touched and then played by Rhodes. It's Lyon on the attack. Kept alive, pushed across by Ben Orden. Hopple with the quick dink. The two-hand second pass shot. She found the donut hole and put it in there. 22-19, Giltner. They have outscored Exeter Milligan 17-4 on this run. On the back line, played there by Luzon, the back set. The attack sent over, off balance, Pribble, and that worked for her because she was off balance. It threw off the timing of the defense of Giltner. She gets the kill, 22-20. Luzon will serve for Exeter Milligan. To the back row, taken there by Hendricks. Hopple sets it up for Lyons. She is blocked back. Pribble right up there on the front line along with Hall. And just like that, Exeter Milligan back within one, serving for the tie. Luzon floats it to the back line, taken there by Ummel. The bump set by Hopple. The slide attack will go off the front row touch. You can hear that thump probably over the radio from Cheney Tompkin as she got the kill, 23-21. Tompkin to do the honors for Giltner. Hornets trying to finish the comeback in this set. The back set, no, the front set, they'll go to Horn. The play by Tompkin went over the net, and it's on the line. On the free ball return, it was an overpass, but Horn elected to let it go, and it hit the back part of the sideline. It is set point for Giltner, 24-21. Tompkin, the service, played by Howard. The set, the attack, Pribble blocked back. Bailey Craig, Kelby Lyon up on the front line, get the kill or the stuff block, and Giltner rallies from 15-5 down to win this set 25-21. The Lady Hornets now up 2-0. We'll be back in 90 seconds for set number 3. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Play lasts longer when you team up with Interstate All Battery Center. Revitalize your electronics like cell phones, laptops, and more. Find practical solutions for when you're in the trenches. Battery tenders, battery chargers, cell phone chargers, and flashlights will keep you in the game. Visit our store in Grand Island. You can get an entire brick. That's 24 AA or AAA batteries for only $4.99. That's $4.99 for 24 AA or AAA batteries. But only when you mention this ad and only at Interstate All Battery Center, Grand Island.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, that is the kind of momentum that will really push your team when you are down in a set 15-5. And you come back and win it 25-21, outscoring your opponent 20-6 down the stretch after nothing was going right at all for the Giltner Lady Hornets. Now they are up 2-0, and an opportunity to win this third set and advance to the state championship game once again. Of course, they won the state title last year in a match against Stewart. So we will have the switch of the sides. Exeter Milligan will go left to right. And right to left will be Giltner. Giltner trying to advance to the state championship again. They have a lot of history, does Giltner. They have won state titles six different times between 1984 and last year, and two runner-up spots as well. Service by Giltner on the attack. It's Exeter Milligan. It will go off the net. Howard hit the net, and then it veered off to the left. She'll get the kill for that one. 1-0 Exeter Milligan. Exeter Milligan, some good tradition, too. They've got three state championships and one runner-up in their few years as a school together. On the attack from the right side, Hendricks gets the back line. From the right side, she puts it down. We're tied at one apiece. And the winner of this will play at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, first of the six championships tomorrow, and take on the winner of Stewart and Lawrence Nelson. The pass to Pribble. Pribble on the attack, and she'll put it down. 2-1 is our score. Exeter Milligan with the lead in set number three. It'll be Samantha Horn checking in to serve. Floats it to the back line. Played there by Hendricks. The pass left side for Lyon. Taken there by Howard. Lose him on the attack. She'll get it down. Hummel dove for it, but all she could do is get a fist on it. By the way, we don't have a score on the second set in D1, but Ansley Litchfield defeated Axtell in the second set over there, so they're up 2-0. And an ace serve from Marissa Howard and Exeter Milligan. Check that. That's not Howard. It was Samantha Horn with the ace serve, and Exeter Milligan, quick lead in set three. Hummel will play it off the serve. They'll pass it over to Lyon. Blocked at the net, taken by Howard. Pass over to the left side, and Pribble went up high and was off balance, couldn't put it across, puts it into the net. It's a point for Giltner. They trail 4-2 serving. Janie Topkin will do the honors. From the right side to the back line, too long. Just about 2 feet beyond that back line. Point will go to the Timberwolves. It's 5-2 Exeter Milligan. Exeter Milligan has to win every set now to stay alive. Giltner just needs one more to advance to the title. The attack by Craig, or by Hoppold, actually, sent back, and now Horn with the attack. Lyon will send it right back. Horn takes it there. The back pass for Pribble. She'll send it over off balance. Dug out by Hummel, and then Lyon will drive it through the defense for the kill. Kelby Lyon off the left side puts it down. She'll go back to the service line with her Hornets team down 5-3. Kelby Lyon off the left side. Dug out by Howard. Bumped up the attack by Horn. Way too long. And Giltner back within one, serving for the tie at 5-4. Kelby Lyon will send it across. Dug out by Luzum. Hall, the pass ahead. Pribble gets the kill off the front row touch. Exeter Milligan with the answer. It's 6-4. Amber Pribble, after getting the attack, will head back to the service line. Here it is. Into the net. Looked like it might clear it, but it hit the top of the tape and came back. It's a service error. Point for Giltner, 6-5 the score as they'll serve for the tie. Jacqueline Hoppold, longtime setter for this Giltner team, senior this year. She'll send it across. Dug out by Horn, the setup for Horn on the return. Taken by Hoppold on the backside. The pass over to Joyce. Her attack hits the top of the tape, and it would not roll across. It rolled along that tape and just would not cross the net. The point will go to Exeter Milligan, 7-5 the score. Hall will serve to the back line, taken there by Hummel. The pass ahead for Craig. Her attack is good right in front of the libero, Sheffield. And Giltner back within one again as we go back and forth. 7-6 the score. Madison Hummel to serve. Hummel, the lefty, will serve from the right side. Sends it across nicely. Dug out by Luza. Hall sets it up for Horn, and she'll drive it through the defense. Joyce and Topkin were up there, but just a little too far off the net. As she drives it through, did Horn. Horn gets the kill. She'll serve up 8-6. taken by Joyce on the back row. They'll get it over to Topkin. The pass back, I think, was intended for Joyce, but Topkin played it and noticed her at the last second to hit it too strong. So it's 9-6. Horn, the jump serve, taken by Hummel. The pass in the middle for Topkin. Blocks at the net, kept alive by Lusum. Hall gets it back over to Lusum. Blocked back, taken there by Lusum. She'll try again, dinks it across. Taken by Joyce on the front line. Pass in the middle. Topkin with the kill, and it's blocked back by Howard. Topkin keeps it alive. Howard then will send it across, and it's blocked back by Topkin, and she'll get the kill, or the, excuse me, the stuff block, and it's 9-7, Exeter Milligan, Giltner to serve. Kayla Rhodes will do the honor and sends it across, played by Howard. Hall to set it up. Howard puts it into the net on the attack. Giltner back within one at 9-8, serving for the tie. Kayla Rhodes at the service line will send it across, played there by Howard. The pass left side for Lusum. On the attack, she'll get it to go. 10-8 the score. Exeter Milligan by two. Well, Giltner has swept Exeter Milligan twice this year, trying to do it three times. Timberwolves, though, with the two-point lead here in the third set. On the slide, Popple passes it to Topkin, and she slams it home. 10-9. Giltner trying again to tie it up. Shelby Hendricks to serve. Floats it to the back row. Played at the last second by Howard. Wisely played. Horn from the back row attack is blocked. Topkin gets the stuff. Topkin gets the stuff blocked. And we're tied at 10. Giltner to try to take the lead for the first time in this set. Hendricks played on the back line by Horn. Pumped up by Paul. Pribble will send it across. Taken by Hummel. Pass over to the left side. Kelby Lyon on the crisscross attack. She found the very end of the corner. Got it in for the point. It's 11-10, Giltner. Shelby Hendricks to serve again. To the back line. Taken there by Horn. The pass in the middle for Pribble. Off balance, it hit the tape. Went on over and found the open zone. We're tied at 11. Hendricks dove for it. Got up a little slowly, but she looks like she's okay. And now they're trying to find the volleyball. It kind of got away from everybody and went underneath the curtains. So they'll get a fresh volleyball, and we're ready to go. Samantha Horn to serve it up for the Timberwolves. Played on the back row by Hendricks. Quickly, the second hit by Hoppel, but played and kept alive by Howard. Sent on the free ball. Hoppel now over on the slide. Topkin down the line. It's set back on the return by Horn, and she found the donut hole. Well played defensively by Madison Horn, and the point will go to Exeter Milligan. Samantha Horn with the service. The overpass, the joust, but it's won by Hoppel over Pribble. Hoppel is a setter, but let's remember, she's 5'8", she's got some good jumps, and she won that joust over Pribble, the taller Pribble. We're tied at 12. The service by Topkin, too long. Service error. 13-12, Exeter Milligan. Haley Lusum to do the honors now for Exeter Milligan. Played on the back row. A little miscommunication between Rhodes and Hendricks. It's an ace serve. 14-12, Exeter Milligan. And Haley Lusum will serve once again. Two sets to none. Giltner leads this match. Exeter Milligan leads by two in this set. Lyon on the attack. Played on the back row by Lusum. The pass over to the left side for Horn. And someone was in the net. Exeter Milligan was. Giltner will get the point. They're back within one at 14-13. Kelby Lyon to serve. Lyon will send it. Played on the back line by Lusum. Over to the right side. It is out on the attack by Amber Pribble. Exeter Milligan looking for a touch, but there was none. We're tied at 14. It'll be Kelby Lyon to do the honors now for the Lady Hornets as they try to recapture the lead. She'll serve it across. Played by Lusum. Hall. Pass over to Horn. Crisscross attack. Touch by Lyon. Nice save by Joyce. Sent over on the free ball by Lyon, but out of bounds. Good hustle by Gildner to keep that one alive, but they could not make the play. Exeter Milligan will take the lead at 15-14. Pribble to serve. To the back line. Taken there by Hendricks. The back set by Hopple. The slide play by Craig is blocked. And the point will go to Exeter Milligan. Check that. It went across, and so it will go down for Giltner. And that is a point, a kill for Bailey Craig. We're tied at 15. I jumped the gun a little bit on that play. It was hard to tell which side it landed on. Howard will send it back off the serve. Now the attack by Craig, and quickly sent back. Was it in? Yes. Quickly sent back by the Timberwolves. They found the corner right in front of the line judge. 16-15 as the Timberwolves cling to that one-point lead. Sydney Hall will serve. To the back row, taken there by Ummel. The attack by Craig, blocked back, kept alive by Lyon, but only momentarily. Hendricks goes diving for it. Could not come up with it. It's a point for Exeter Milligan. They lead 17-15. Kurt Holt wants to talk things over for Giltner. Giltner up two sets to none. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We return to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Two matches going on over in D1 again. Anfley-Litchfield with a two-sets-to-none lead on Axtell. Here, Giltner with a two-sets-to-none lead on Exeter Milligan, but the Timberwolves with a 17-15 advantage in set three. And serving, it'll be Sydney Hall. Played on the back row by Lyon. They'll set it up for Craig. Her attack is blocked back, but kept alive by Joyce. Sent over. Now, Exeter Milligan, it hit the antenna. As Madison Horn off balance, off to the left, trying to get it back inside the antenna, could not. It's 17-16. Hummel will serve for Giltner. To the back row, played there by Lusum. Now the back set for Horn. Her attack, dug out by Hopple, kept alive by Joyce, and sent on the free ball by Tompkin. Sydney Hall will set it up for Howard. Played by Hummel, but the pass into the net. Nobody can play it off of the net. The point will go down for Exeter Milligan. They lead 18-16. It sounds like Anfley-Litchfield has defeated Axtell over on the other one, 3-0. So it looks like the Lady Spartans are going to the state championship tomorrow. Hopple plays it over on the free ball. The pass in the middle for Howard. Taken on the back row by Hopple. The pass in the middle sent over by Craig. Dug out by Hall. The attack by Lusum is in. Just on the back line, and Exeter Milligan extends their lead to 3 at 19-16. It will be Madison Horn to serve for the Lady Timberwolves. Again, they have to win this set to force a fourth one. Giltner won the first two, but Giltner trying to finish it off if they can. They'll have to rally again. The pass over to the left side for Lusum. She'll get the kill down the left side. And Exeter Milligan has opened up a four-point lead at 20-16. And Giltner wants another timeout. Giltner up 2-0, trailing by 4, though, in set 3, back in 30 seconds. You are with The Breeze, 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we return to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. where we are in the third set of the Class D2 state semifinals between Giltner, the number two seed in the tournament, and Exeter Milligan, the number three seed. Exeter Milligan with the 20-16 lead in this set, but Giltner leading in sets 2-0, trying to finish things off. They rallied in set number two from 10 points down to win that one. They'll have to rally here, too, down by four, and Exeter Milligan serving. Horn will send it across, dug out by Joyce. They'll set it up for Tompkins in the middle. Nice dig out on the back row by Howard. Kept alive. Now the dink by Tompkins, played by Benorden. Left side attack by Luzum will go for the kill. The roll shot for Haley Luzum, and Exeter Milligan up by five at 21-16. It'll be Madison Horn to serve again. She has put three in a row together here. The back set, Tompkins too strong on the attack, but a touch. There was a touch by Exeter Milligan, so the point will go to Giltner. 21-17 the score. Taylor Rhodes to serve for Giltner. She'll send it across. Played there. It is an ace. Right over here to the scores, or I should say the media table, as it was played off the hands of Madison Horn. And quickly, Darcy White wants a conversation with her team. 21-18 in set number three. Exeter Milligan leading Giltner. Will be back in 30 on 94.5 The Breeze.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we return to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Giltner trying to rally down 3 points. 21-18 in set three. They lead, though, in sets 2-0 as the service by Taylor Rhodes played in the back row by Horn. Back set for Howard. Her dink sent back, and it will be returned by Hall, but out of bounds. So Giltner back within two at 21-19. The Lady Hornets trying to put some pressure on the Timberwolves as Rhodes will serve. Comes across with it. Howard takes it. Pass from Hall to Luzum down the line. Luzum has been hot in this set, but she'll get the kill off the back row touch. 22-19, the Lady Timberwolves on top. Marissa Howard to serve. She'll float it across, played on the back line by Henricks. The pass over to the left side. Lyon will drive it through, but kept alive by Hall, and then dinked over by Luzum for the kill. Well, that was played well by Hall to keep that one alive, and then lose him with the quick dink, and it's 23-19. Exeter Milligan two away from winning the set. Played on the back line by Rhodes. The pass for Tompkins. Her driving spike returned on one by Howard. The pass over to the left side for Lyon, and she'll get the off-balance shot. Kelby Lyon keeps Giltner alive with that kill. It's 23-20, Exeter Milligan. Henricks to service. Played on the back line there by Horn. The setup left side for Luzum, blocked back, kept alive by Luzum. Now Horn with the pass, and it looked like it touched the net by Pribble, but they're going to say Tompkins also touched it. It keeps it alive. Tompkins will get it across, played by Horn. Now Luzum with the kill attempt, kept it alive off the block, sent over to the Giltner side, and the quick two-hand dink is there for the setter, Jacqueline Hoppel. 23-21, Giltner back within two. Henricks to serve. Played on the back line by Howard. Hall, the pass for Pribble. Her attack too long. They're looking for a touch. Nobody has one. The point to Giltner. Looked like there was a possibility of a close touch maybe on that front line. Darcy White looking every which direction at the line judges, the officials. Not getting the call, and it's a one-point set. Timeout, Exeter Milligan. They lead 23-22 in the third set. Back in 30 seconds on 94.5, The Breeze.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-22 the score here. Exeter Milligan on top. By the way, final scores over in D1. Ansley Litchfield over Axtell, 25-14, 25-13. 29-27 in the third set, so Ansley Litchfield headed to the state championship to face either O'Neill St. Mary's or Diller O'Dell. Here it's 23-22, Exeter Milligan on top. They get the serve received, send it over. Giltner on the attack. Craig, check that's Topkin. Returned twice now by Hall. It's on the Giltner side. They'll go it up for Topkin. She'll get the kill off the front row touch of Pribble, and we are tied at 23. Giltner trying to rally for the second straight set. They were down by 10 in the second one and won. They're down by 4 in this one. They've tied it up. Exeter Milligan on the attack. Pribble with the dive with the kill attempt. Diving save by Umble. Sent over on the free ball. Now Exeter Milligan on the play. Set up on the left side for Lusum. Her push goes into the net. It is set and match point for the Giltner Lady Hornets. 24-23, they lead it. Shelby Hendricks will try to finish it off and send them to the state finals. To the back line, played there by Horn. Hall, the pass for Pribble. Roll shot, played there by Hopple. Now dig quickly back by Topkin. Pass left side for Lusum. Her attack to the back line. Taken there by Rhodes. The pass back for Lyon. Tipped at the net, played on the back row by Howard. Pass over to the left side for Lusum. Hits the net. It will go down on the Exeter Milligan side, and Giltner gets the win. The Lady Hornets rally again in set three to win at 25-23. They were down at 1 point, 23-20. They score the last 5 points of this set and win the match in straight sets, 26-24, 25-21, 25-23. Giltner improves their season mark now to 26-4. They will play either Stewart or Lawrence Nelson for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We're going to come back after this 90-second timeout and talk a little bit about a little bit more about this match and what's still to come here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. You are listening to The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we come back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena where Giltner really put on a show late here, as they rallied from 10 down in the second set to win that set by 4, then rallied from 4 down late in this set, the third set, to win 25-23, and they sweep Exeter Milligan for the third time this year. It's tough to beat a team three times, let alone sweep them all three times. When you're talking about the caliber of teams you're going to see in the state semifinals. But Giltner doing a great job showing why they are the defending state champions. They showed some great leadership in that first part of that second set. They did not look good. They were just really off balance, out of whack. But they righted the ship, rallied back, took the lead, and then come back to win that set. Exeter Milligan responded well in the third set, led most of that third set. But again, that championship leadership of Giltner bounced them back as they came back to win the third set. So the final scores, Giltner 26-24, 25-21, 25-23, as they defeat Exeter Milligan. Exeter Milligan drops to 25-8 on the season. They will play in the consolation match tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Lincoln East, as Giltner will play in the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against either Stewart or Lawrence Nelson. That will be at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center tomorrow. And, of course, a lot of the Giltner fans that are here today will be there tomorrow, plus probably a few more if they can make it on down with the Saturday weekend possibly being off for folks that are working today. Also, over in D1, Ansley Litchfield, they were three-set winner over Axtell, 25-14, 25-13, and 29-27. So Pat Hoblin, longtime coach, I believe in her 39th year with either Ansley or Ansley Litchfield. She's got five state championships from the early days, but hasn't been back there in a long time, and she'll be going back to the state championship to either face O'Neill St. Mary's or Diller O'Dell. 11 o'clock games coming up here this morning. It will be St. Mary's and Diller O'Dell in the D1, and here in the D2, Stewart will take on Lawrence Nelson. We take a look at that matchup. Lawrence Nelson, of course, beat Giltner just a week ago in the sub-districts, and Giltner would love to play them again. Lawrence Nelson, watching them last night against Bertrand, that's a young team that really has grown. They play very well ball, a very good volleyball right now. Stewart also a pretty good team. They're balanced. One of the things that, as we look out here, I wanted to kind of check for Stewart is they had one of their best players, their leading hitter on the year, and that was Monique Schaefer, who came up injured last night, and I look for her number out there, and yes, she is out there. So it looks like she's got maybe some supports on her ankle, and it looks like she might be good to go, so that might not be the factor we thought it might be a little bit earlier. So those are the matches that are coming up at 11 o'clock. Don't forget, on Platte River Radio today, we'll have a couple of matches at 3 o'clock. On 12:30 a.m., KHAS, it's Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Freeman. That is a rematch of last year's Class C2 state championship match. I'll have the call for you on that one this afternoon on 12:30 a.m., KHAS, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda will have the matchup featuring Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. Again, our final scores here today. Giltner over Exeter Milligan, 26-24, 25-21, and 25-23. They will play for the state title tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. You'll be able to hear that on The Breeze 94.5. For Brad Beam, I'm Larry Cotner from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Thanks for listening to the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament on The Breeze 94.5.
The preceding program has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. For more on the State High School Volleyball Tournament, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com.